There is a really quite a remarkable person in this community. He is a Dallas native. Raul Estrada is a successful entrepreneur. He's a restaurateur. He's got a big construction company. And also, he was just selected by the Catholic Foundation for their 37th award. He's the honoree, and it's an enormous award. And he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much
you
for having me.
You stay busy all the time. I mean, so the restaurants, that keeps you busy at night, I would guess. And the construction, that starts at daybreak. When do you sleep?
Oh, we've got plenty of time to sleep. We just get it well organized.
That really is a, but you have a great background. So you and your family, you immigrated from Mexico to Dallas when you were like 8 or 9 years old?
No, 5 or 6, but almost 6 years old.
Wow. So you have been here a long time.
I have.
And you guys, we were just talking earlier, but you lived out in Little Mexico, which is one of my favorite areas. It's almost virtually gone right now.
Well, I've got some really good memories. We first moved to Little Mexico when it was still kind of a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And Guadalupe Church had a parish there on Harwood, and now it's a giant skyscraper there.
But one of the schools you went to was St. Anne's, now restaurants and bars and everything else.
You know, I have some memories. I got to go there in third grade, and the attorneys that represent me office in the St. Anne's Tower. And
oh, yeah.
So I go down there from time to time and have lunch with them, and I always get the heebie-jeebies when I go into the St. Anne's restaurant they have there.
You think somebody's going to wrap your knuckles?
You know, exactly, because I actually had my knuckles wrapped back in third grade there. And so it was, I have these flashbacks.
So tell me about, so what came first, the restaurant business or the construction business?
No, the restaurant business. I was always, as a child, I had many jobs, and some of my first jobs were in restaurants. I got to bus tables and later on wait tables. And so I had this idea that I was going to be a restaurateur even when I was a teenager. And when I got out of school, I came back to town and wanted to open up a restaurant and opened one up a few years after I came back from school.
Did anybody tell you that they all fail? I mean, that it was like 95% lack of success ratio in that business?
You know, it was really funny. I did. I heard some statistic back at the time that said that, you know, every day a restaurant opened and one closed.
Yeah.
And I was determined to be the one that stayed open.
And you have.
Yes,
and you've
sir.
Got two of them right now. You've got... you got me on my pronunciation. Las Ranitas?
Las Ranitas.
Ranitas. And,
but we're not going to take off points for your, you know, we're going to help you out with the pronunciation.
You're not, because I'm going to wear gloves if you're going to wrap my knuckles. Los Zapitos?
Los Zapitos are sports bars.
Ah.
I have four sports bars and four restaurants.
Good night. So tell me about the construction business. This is a great time to be in the construction business in Dallas, I would think.
You know, we got into the construction business by accident. We were, we had really good clientele when we first opened up our restaurant, and most of our clientele were Hispanic immigrants. And a lot of these people worked in the construction trade. So I had people that were plumbers, electricians, and framers, and concrete guys that would, turned out to be, they were my friends. Over the years, they were customers, and we got to know them. And as we grew our businesses, as we grew the restaurants, this is back in the early 90s, when we started growing, we found a location in East Dallas. We wanted to be in East Dallas, and at that time, I don't know if you remember the old Sears that used to be on Ross
Avenue. Oh, of course I do, right at Greenville and Ross, yeah.
You know, they had just torn that down, and they were, they were going to put in a Fiesta supermarket there,
yep.
And we wanted to lease a location, and they wouldn't lease to us. They kind of figured we weren't creditworthy enough, and so we looked around the area. We found an empty lot, and I'll be darned if I thought, well, if we can't get anybody to lease to us, we'll just build our own. So we asked some of the friends that were customers of ours to help us with this project, and lo and behold, we built a shopping center, and we were real lucky. We got to lease it up prior to it being completed, and it was just kind of opportune that we got to anchor our own center. And then after that, we decided, well, that was the way to go. So in subsequent places that we would open, we would just build a shopping center and anchor it with our businesses. And after two or three of those, we decided that the restaurant business was very good and we were going to continue in it because we had a lot of good people working. But we could do a little better if we focused on the construction and the development business.
So are you having any trouble finding workers right now? Because in those two industries, we talk to people all the time, the restaurant, they say it's harder and harder, you know, to economically find somebody who will work for us, and then in construction too. And then you take the problems with, you know, getting people coming across the border or stopping people from coming across the border.
You know, we've been very blessed in that aspect. We've got people that have been with us since we started. You know, we've been in business for 28 years, and we have some people that have been with us from the very beginning. And most of our employees are longtime employees. And believe it or not, some of the people that helped us on the very first project we built still help us to this day. So we've kind of stayed with the little core group of people that have kind of grown and kind of grown with us. And we haven't.
Well, that would give you a competitive advantage, though, I would think, because other people, everybody else is having trouble finding people.
Well, you know, if we've found over the years that, you know, we've been really blessed with people that are hardworking and good people. And if you treat them right, you know, we've never had an issue with it. Now, I'll tell you, we opened up a new location just earlier in the middle of last year during the World Cup. And it was an awakening for us. It had been 10 years since we'd opened up a restaurant. And we did have a little bit more of a difficulty. We wound up having to bring people from other places of ours. And, you know, it took us a little longer, but we staffed up with some good people.
We're talking with Raul Estrada, who is the 37th Catholic Foundation Award honoree. That's a pretty good award. You got to really toe the line, I would think, to be recognized by the Catholic Foundation.
I don't know what they were thinking. We've got to check their temperature or something, because they, at first I thought they'd made a mistake or something. But they were very kind in offering us this award. And I think that it was kind of a neat award, because we accepted it in representation of the people that helped me with these construction projects, which are mainly immigrants and people that that I've known for many, many years that help on these nonprofit jobs.
Immigrants, it's got to be a tough environment for immigrants right now.
It's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone. I mean, we were living a happy existence, and all of a sudden the rhetoric just kind of changed on a dime, and it was... And people, I think there's always been a little bit of it, but never with the hostility that I've seen in the last couple of years.
So, I mean, you've been monitoring this all your life. I mean, is this a passing period, right? I mean, this is not the new normal, is it?
Well, I hope not. I mean, it's I tend to believe that, you know, I'm very grateful to be in this country. I think I live in the best place in the world. I'm very blessed to have been brought here as a child. And I think we're better than what we're showing now. And I don't know. I see throughout the diocese and throughout my existence in my own little world, you know, I see good people and people that just want to work and raise their families and you know, be good neighbors. And I think that you know, there's a lot of noise now, and I think that noise will eventually drown itself out, and you know, our better side will emerge again.
I hope so, and I hope it happens. I hope it happens soon. You talk about hard work. I now know with the Catholic Foundation, you do work 7 days a week, because you're probably working with the church then. And you're a busy man, but quite remarkable and well-deserving. The Catholic Foundation Award, Raul Estrada, who is a great developer and entrepreneur. It's good to meet you. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.